Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Lucy Porter, and am I being unreasonable to want a nap?
No, that is never unreasonable, Lucy. I'm Asma Mir, and I'm definitely not being unreasonable to miss shopping at C&A.
I had a padded gilet from C&A. Bloody loved it. This podcast is your definitive guide to one of the UK's most loved and celebrated forums, courtesy of Mumsnet.
Lucy and I come together every week with the help of celebrity and expert guests to celebrate Am I Being Unreasonable and its users.
Sounds more than reasonable to me. Here we are again with another episode of ABU.
And today we explore the world of petty grievances, the pettier the better, cringeworthy weddings, and comedian Sindhu V is here to give her A-list adjudication to us mere mortals.
Now, we all have them, those niggling thoughts about friends and relatives of the times they have wronged us, not by sleeping with our partners or stealing our life savings. No, something much worse than that. Perhaps they borrowed your favourite scented rubber and lost it, but you know they kept it. And just because it was 35 years ago doesn't mean it doesn't smart. Yes.
Oh, I love it. One petty, poster. Petty, petty. Yeah, one poster asked to hear about the petty things you can't forgive, and I'm delighted that they did.
Do you know what the lovely thing about the ABU posters is? It's not like they bear a grudge or anything. Primary school, 50 metres race to see who would be able to go to the local stadium to compete there. The stakes were very high in this one. I think we were five.
Oh, bless.
I totally won, but the boy who was at the finishing line said it was Sarah. Beautiful, smiley Sarah with the long, long blonde hair. Little shit. Him, not her. My life could have taken a completely different route. Oh, I know, so many years ago, but still, Sarah, where's she now?
Yeah, eh? Exactly.
Beautiful, smiley Sarah with the long, long blonde hair. She's having a miserable time.
She's on a catwalk in Milan.
Yeah, anyway. She's singing, oh, and it all came from that time I went to the local stadium.
Okay, you all know the drill by now. It is that time of the podcast to visit the iconic classic threads board.
And they are classic for a reason, these threads. This week, we trawled through a thread which asked for the cringiest thing you've ever seen at a wedding. I love the wedding ones.
God.
One of my absolute favourite. Weddings and parking, as I've often said. My two favourite things. Went to a wedding where one of the first songs played featured the name of his ex-wife. We then had to watch, so that's bad, and then it gets worse. We then had to watch their dance montage.
Oh, God.
Which was clearly going on YouTube.
Listen to this one. Oh, okay. My God, I would have died. A half strip by the bride and bridesmaids to the groom and groomsmen. No.
Which half? That begs the question.
I mean, top half, okay, bottom half, no.
We just strip from the waist down. Weddings and sexy, I'm not sure. But then again, well, I say that, but my
dress.
There
was nothing sexy about a wedding.
I had a very booby dress. Not by design, but kind of by... I didn't realise quite how much like a burlesque dance. I mean, I should have known. My dress was designed by a woman who makes costumes for burlesque dancers. So the clues were there, but it did... In hindsight, I look in the photos and I'm like, oh my God, people must have thought that I was...
Am I being unreasonable to want to get my tragus pierced? Sindhu?
If your tragus is anywhere near your trachea, yes, very unreasonable, don't do it. I don't know what a tragus is really, so dude, knock yourself out. I don't know what to say.
If you can find it, you can pierce it. That should be the rule. The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.